Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, goddesses. This is Valerie Elster, and you're listening to The Goddess Within. Today is Friday, July 13th. Lucky 13th, I always say. I want to welcome you to this week's show, which I'm calling Empowering Your Inner Goddess. And today's show is inspired by the Greek goddess Venus, known as the goddess of love, grace, charm, and beauty. And through Venus, we learn about our taste, pleasures, artistic inclinations, and what makes us happy, or as I say, truly empowered. I'm also very excited to have a special guest with me on the show today, Caroline Shearer, the founder of Absolute Love Publishing and a fresh, distinctive spiritual voice. Caroline is the best-selling author of many books, including Women Will Save the World, which we're going to talk about today, among other things. So I can't wait, because I want to save the world. So during the show, I'm also going to be taking callers with questions for myself or Caroline. And at the end of the show, if time permits, I'll be offering free goddess readings. So I invite you to call in now or text or however with your comments or questions. And just as a reminder, the call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. And I'll take callers on a first-come basis, and I do hope to get to everyone. So I'd like to start off today's show with the Goddess Weekly Message, again inspired by Goddess Venus. It's a timely message, I feel, based on the shifting energies that I've personally been experiencing in the universe, as well as, you know, this is a beginning of some type of retrograde today. I don't think it's Mercury, however, there's something happening today. So our message today is, dear ones, the time is now to embrace your special path and purpose. You are beautiful in our eyes. The unseen universe is waiting for you to call it in, and we are ready to work with you at a moment's notice. I'd like to invite you to examine the ideas of beauty in your culture and really find that true meaning of beauty. What does that mean to you? I'm asking you to look deeper at the inner beauty, your soul light and love, where external beauty is only a small portion. Blessings. So I'd love to hear from you on what beauty means to you in this expanding energy of the divine feminine. Okay, so before I bring Caroline on the show, I'd love to read a quote from her that really resonated with me. And the quote is, I think so much of our power comes from collaboration and from sharing with each other what we've learned. It's an excellent way to reach people and share our feminine nature and share our feminine power with others and hopefully inspire them to do the same. Now to our special guest, Caroline. In her book, Women Will Save the World, which was inspired by a quote from the Dalai Lama, she profiles leading women across the nation to celebrate the feminine nature through stories of collaboration, creativity, intuition, nurturing, strength, trailblazing, and wisdom. So I want to welcome Caroline to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. And I really, really liked your goddess message. What a wonderful way to start the show.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to have you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much. I love the idea of women saving the world because I feel like I'm one of those women. And I mentioned, you know, that quote from the Dalai Lama, which if you want to share that, but I have used that in the past. Do you remember what it is?
Yes, the Dalai Lama quote that inspired the entire book. It was, "The world will be saved by the Western woman." And
that's right.
I honestly just stumbled upon the quote, and it stuck. And I kept hearing it in my head over and over. It was obviously an intuitively driven process for me, because it just wouldn't go away. And it struck me as so profound. I mean, for someone, you know, of his stature to stand up and say, you know, that women will be saving the world, that's just amazing to me. Even today, think about it. You know, even though I've had time to obviously write a whole book over it, it's still amazing to me. And it just really stuck with me. And so I said, okay, well, we'll write a book about it. It wasn't that long ago. It was within the last couple of years. We put the book together pretty quickly. It actually fell in line very easily, which just reassured me again that it was meant to be. But I sat down with my editor and I said, here's this quote. I want to make a book. Let's figure out how to do it. And we started to see how it unfolded. And, you know, thankfully there are so many amazing women who wanted to contribute and just had amazing stories to share of you know, what they're doing to celebrate their femininity, to step into the power of their femininity. And it was just an amazing process to create it and to be a part of it. And now that the finished product is out, I'm still a little bit like, wow, it's out, it's real. And I believe we are going to be saving the world. And I'm glad that this book is a small part of that.
Oh, wonderful. So that was your inspiration. Had you worked with women in the past in empowerment or in this arena?
I've always, you know, dabbled in a lot of different things. And I would say my overall theme is love. And I think that comes, you know, strongly in play in the book too, because a lot of when we are wanting to step into our power, step into our natural gift, or step into our natural femininity, the reason we're not is often because of a lack of self-love in a certain place. And so it comes from that same origin. And we're healing it, we're just coming at it from a different direction when we're dealing with these different feminine qualities, and we address things like creativity and nurturance and intuition and wisdom. We try to bring all of those qualities back and show how we can really step into them and really embrace them and how they're a beautiful part of our existence.
Are you there, Caroline?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You got cut off at the end there.
Oh.
I was going to ask you, so what part of your personal journey was most inspirational to you? Because usually there's some type of, you know, we're all on our own journeys, and how we arrive, I guess, at having these inspirations. Like you said, the quote really resonated. But what part of your personal journey up to this point was most inspirational?
Well, it was really interesting, you know, as I've grown up, you know, I've experienced different views of what my womanhood meant, I think. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're teenagers, we have a certain view. And then when we're in our 20s, or for me, at least, I had different perspectives. And it was really interesting as these essays started coming in from these women. It was almost like each new essay was healing a different part of myself. Each essay, it was like they all were a part of me. And so as I was going through, and of course we were working with the essays and, you know, doing all the stuff that a book entails, but it was like every time something would come in, I would really feel it and resonate with it. And it was almost like I could completely identify with that feeling. And it was true for all of the essays. And I think that's going to translate for other women too, which is how we have all these different parts of ourselves. And it's a really good reflection of seeing how we can kind of bring it all back to us. And so for me, it was, the whole process was inspirational. I feel changed after this book. I feel more confident about being myself and about being a woman. It helped me step into who I am. And each one of these essays feels a little part of me, like a little different section of me. It was truly transformational. And the women in the book are just so inspirational on their own merit. They're just amazing women. they're so great to interact with, and it's truly been inspirational all the way around. So I have to say, I feel incredibly blessed. I have to say, and I just feel so glad that this project has come about, and that I'm part of sharing its message.
Wonderful. So can you share a bit historically how women have saved the world? Because I think that's really important as we move into, this divine feminine energy. And I feel it within myself, and I just seeing it in so many women in my life as well. So historically, though, how have women been involved? Because I feel like I don't even really know if I think about it. And I'm not sure that it's really, publicized how women have really helped share or help save the world or balance this world.
Right. And I have to say, it was really interesting for me when we were looking into researching, because we include historical women in this book also. The resources are not out there like you would think they would be. And
it was
a little disconcerting. I was like, you can search for anything else on the internet. How come you can't search for these things? So we had to dig, but what we did is we paired two historical women with each of the characteristics. And so we show how historically, for example, creativity or intuition has been helped by a woman in her time frame. And then we show the modern day woman and how it's working with her time, what she's doing these days. So women historically have actually had an incredible impact on the world. I think the problem is we don't really know much about it, or it's been that it's impacted in a softer way, not necessarily something that's going to make it straight into the history book, but that it was so profound. And so I think it's kind of a softer part of our history, what women have done. And so I'm really glad that we decided to add that element in. And we talk about women like Harriet Tubman and Anne Frank, and it's Mother Teresa, of course, always comes up. Everyone mm-hmm. knows about her. She's an amazing woman. We show how they've used those qualities to impact the world around them. And I wanted to show that contrast between the historical women and the modern women, because some women might say, well, what can I do? I don't know how to save the world. Well, I think the message that we're trying to get across is these women didn't know how to save the world either. They just did what they were inherently blessed with to do. And they made a difference in their circles, in their world, with their abilities, with their resources. And that's what we can do. And so I really like that contrast to say, we all are capable of saving the world in our own ways and in our own areas, in our own world, just by stepping into our natural feminine power. So it was really interesting, that dynamic, and it isn't out there. And so I'm really glad we at least have a little bit of emphasis on that to share, because women have done a lot for this planet, and we will continue to do so. And mm-hmm. Hopefully now it will be a little more noticed, but at the end of the day, as long as the results are there, I think we're fulfilled.
I think you mentioned something really important, because when you say save the world, it's very overwhelming. I know for me, I've always had this idea that I wanted to help the world in some big way, but it's really about finding that power within you and then going out and sharing what you're passionate about. Because I find, when you're passionate about something, that, like you're saying, it's natural. These women weren't out to save the world. They were just doing what felt right to them, sharing with other women and with, the world in general. And that in itself is part of that process. I'd love to give, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just was agreeing with you. Exactly. It's all about standing in our own power, in our own circle.
And what did you find with these women? What were some of the, things in common that you saw? Because I'd love to share with women out there, some tips that they can really connect to this power, empowering themselves. What are a few things that you saw overall?
I think that a big thing I really saw is women tend to invalidate something, either their feelings or their self-worth or something, their desire, something about themselves. I've noticed that we, and this through the book, I explored it, but I've noticed in general too, we tend to invalidate something. There's something where we think we're not worthy to either express that or have that or deserve that. And that seems to be kind of a common theme. And again, I think that comes back to the love. I think where that always stems from is a lack of self-love in a certain place in our heart. And when we work on that, giving love to that area, when we work on fulfilling that area on our own, then everything sorts itself out and we feel like we can, you know, that is a valid feeling, that is a valid desire, you know, that is a valid action that I want to take. And then we step into it and we feel like we can. But that was a really big thing I noticed. And that is something we do to ourselves. That's not something that can be blamed on anyone else. That's self-work that we need to do. We need to work on that ourselves and internalize that and say, well, how can I validate these feelings that I'm having? And then I think when we do that, that's when we really step into all that we're capable of.
I definitely agree with you because that resonates with me just in my practice and in women that I work with. It's that attack of self. And I'm not sure where that comes from. There's some idea that feminine and being softer is seen as weak or not valid or not worthy. But I think there's also, you know, just the media and just the idea of women accepting themselves for exactly who they are, regardless of their size or their shape or whatever. I think that's what I've seen as the biggest thing, is really accept who you are, you know, in today, even if you want to change it, which most of us do, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
right?
It's really acceptance of self. And as you said, and once you've done that, that is really one of the biggest things, because acceptance is love, loving yourself for who you are, and then standing in that without the need to be validated, perhaps. Which gives me into it. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and it's universal. It's not even, you know, it's not even just us. I know we all want to think, oh, it's me. But even, like, for example, when I was learning about Mother Teresa, she had more self-doubt than any woman I have ever come across. She had an incredible amount of self-doubt. And look at all that she was able to achieve. And I think there is something to be said for that pushback when we realize what it is that we're invalidating. When we realize where we're attacking ourselves or bringing ourselves down, then we can push back against it. And I think that at least is a shining light in the situation, because it helps us grow strong there. So once we are able to recognize those areas, that's when we can really start transforming our lives and making the changes that we want to see.
My producer, Michelle, I'm supposed to say there's a caller from area code 724. But she can't hear you. So I mentioned that on the air. So if you're in the queue, maybe try to call back. I wanted to talk about the divine masculine, because I think what I'm feeling and seeing is, you know, there are a lot of men out there that want to support this process within women. They want to have a strong woman in their lives. And so do you have any ideas or you know, thoughts about how, you know, women can balance this, their energy as they move into their power, with the masculine energy? Because that has come up quite a bit.
Yes.
That come
and
up at
I
all.
Think, I think that is part of the process, because we don't want to be, you know, too feminine or too masculine. We want to have a balance, and we want men to have a balance too. And then, of course, when everyone has a balance, then humanity will have a balance and Earth will have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the ultimate goal. But, of course, we start by working on ourselves. And I do actually in the book have a couple of ways to find balance in the feminine, and I'll read a couple of them, because I
Wonderful.
Think they're valuable to keep it in perspective.
Wonderful.
The first one is seek to collaborate, but also lead with a strong, fair heart.
I love that.
Embrace your creativity with full abandon, and then allow the intellect to guide its results. so that both you and others can fully appreciate it. Discover a way to distinguish your intuition from your ego. Appreciate that there is a time to nurture and a time to let go. And understand that allowing yourself to be vulnerable is part of being strong.
That one really resonates with me.
Yeah.
That last one, that's so interesting because that was a realization that I came to just last week about my vulnerability.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's wonderful because for me, I always saw that as a weakness and something that, you know, was not, like you're saying, I invalidated that part of who I am. And I realized last week that it's one of my greatest strengths. So...
That's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. And we actually, the editor, Sarah Hackley, contributed an essay, and hers is actually directly on that topic. She had watched her mom, you know, like so many of us, barrel through everything, and just she was going to be strong no matter what. And so Sarah, she was growing up, that's what she emulated. She was like, well, I can take anything. I'm impermeable. You know, nothing will hurt me. I'm just going to go through it. And then she realized at a certain point, wait a second, I'm just shutting out those emotions. I'm not actually dealing with them. And so she had to learn to release her, you know, release that mentality and learn to embrace allowing herself to be vulnerable so then she could deal with the emotions. And then, in the end, that makes her even stronger. So that's really neat that you've been working on that and that you've had that epiphany because that's an incredible one for us women, I think, is recognizing that it's okay to be vulnerable. We don't have to put on this tough front all the time.
Exactly. I'm not sure where that came from. The women's movement of the 60s. No, I don't know. When we started competing with men for some reason, felt like we had to compete with men. I think that's where that pivot came. We felt, if we compete with men, we have to be like men. There's some message there. I'm not sure what happened, but I've written about that because,
and I have to say, I'm so glad that we're beyond that now. I mean, very much appreciate that, you know, that energy. I appreciate it so much, and I'm glad that was there. But now we can let that go. Now we can just allow ourselves to be who we are, and we don't have. Of course, we're equal to men. I mean, that's not even an issue. It's about, you know, embracing our natural qualities and stepping into them and appreciating men for who they are and allowing them to appreciate us for who we are. I'm really glad to be living today and in this time where we're able to do that.
Yes, for sure. I wanted to have you talk about what type of projects that you think women can collaborate on now. You know, how I know you did some historical comparisons, but what are some projects you feel like, you know, women can really collaborate on to save the world together? Because it really is about grouping together, you know, passions or, you know, areas of interest and then working in that realm. Any thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting because if either one of us were to look around our communities and our friends, we would already see women coming together in a lot of collaborative ways without them even realizing, hey, let me go create a collaborative group. You know, it's what we naturally do. And so it can be anything, you know, from your home-based business to, you know, creating big, you know, million-dollar, multi-million-dollar projects that are relief organizations. I think anytime you have two women together talking, there's a very good collaboration going on. And if you can get 4 or 6 or 10 or 12, it just gets even bigger. And it's really amazing to watch what women can do. I'm blown away to see what everyday women can accomplish simply by coming together. And it's just that natural dynamic. It's almost like there's this little drop of energy that you just, you know, drop in with a little thing and a little dropper, and it's like, boom, these great ideas can come about. And so I would just say anything that feels like it resonates to you, whether it's a book club or, you know, creating packages, you know, for relief victims of a hurricane or going down to where there's a lot of poverty. Anything that speaks to your particular interest is what's going to work. If you have a passion for it and you can find another woman to help you, you're good. You're golden. You're done. just
which
allow
is great.
It, just allow it to unfold.
And I think one of the things I want to mention, because, you know, I talk about divine feminine. For me, what I've realized is when a woman is empowered, it actually empowers a man. There, it is about balance. And I think that's so important for men to understand, because the idea of this powerful, you know, female, I think, has been a bit skewed in the past. But mm-hmm. the true power of a woman, you know, when she is empowered, it does empower a man. And I think that, and then that creates this amazing synergy, which we need right now, you know, on this planet. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But
oh, go ahead. Okay.
No, finish, and then I'm just going to
that. And I, you know, I'm really glad to see men stepping more into their masculine. And I think we didn't quite allow them to be as masculine as they wanted to be for a long time. And I think now that we're secure, now that we're like, okay, I can be successful and in love and a woman and, you know, anything else. Now that we're secure about that, it frees them up. Before, I think they felt this weight, like there was just they couldn't quite get it right with us. You know, like that's what they felt. And I think we've released that. We've turned that key, and I think that really goes a long way to empowering men.
Wonderful, Caroline. Well, we're almost out of time. I just want to make sure people know how to reach you.
Okay, great. We are at www.absolutelovepublishing.com. That's the best place to find us. You can get all the information you need there and find out about all our books.
Okay, wonderful. So that's I just want to do a closing message. I think I have a few minutes left. I want to thank Carolyn. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I want to invite everyone to tune into my next show, which is on July 27th. If you'd like to submit a question or comment, would like to be a guest on my show, or have an idea for a future show, you can email me at val@valerieelster.com or visit me on Facebook. Just a quick closing called The Goddess. Loving and gracious goddess, let me know your perfect trust. Where there is hatred, let me know love. Where there is doubt, let me know faith. Where there is sickness, let me know health. Where there is war, let me know peace. Where there is darkness, let me know light. So that I may go out into the world as a candle, a reflection of your divine light, twinkling like a star in the night sky, waiting with expectation for the dawn. And that is from Goddess Blessed by Sirona Knight. So thank you again. Until then, goddesses, have an amazing weekend.